For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Nelson Robles is the maintenance man at Primera Iglesia Bautista Emmanuel Church in downtown Bridgeport. He's also a percussionist during Mass. Every morning he walks to the corner of his church, just off the altar to the right, and prays. He says that while he's down on his knees looking for guidance, he feels God.
I put Christian music in background, very slow, and I pray for a little while, and I feel comfortable, and I feel that God speaking to me.
He found himself praying for a miracle after the storm. His 81-year-old father and 76-year-old mother live in Arruntes in central Puerto Rico. They both have diabetes and need insulin to survive. His mother has had a few inches of her left leg amputated several times. But since the storm, Robles couldn't get word of them.
And then I said, God, can you please, I want to hear about my father, how they're doing, because they're sick. I don't know if they're taking the medicine and stuff like that, and how they are physically.
He finally heard back from a neighbor he had been texting. The woman stops by his parents' house a couple of times a week to nurse them and clean up for them. She told Robles that his parents are sharing rationed bottled water and rice with neighbors. And then she was able to call him. His parents were on the phone and didn't sound good.
And that break my heart because when they talk, they feel very weak. I said, Dad, don't worry about it because I'm serving God, and soon you're going to be out of the island. You're going to be with us.
Robles eventually found out about author Carrie Firestone's Facebook mission from his church's pastor. He reached out to her, and she booked a flight for his parents to get to Florida on November 5th. But the problems didn't end there. Robles told Firestone that he had no way of getting his parents from their home to the airport in San Juan.
I make it up. I said, one way or the other, God's going to provide me everything. And she said, don't do nothing 1 hour. And then after that, make me sad.
She called 15 minutes later.
And she said, Nelson, I have good news. You're going to fly with your parents. And I said, oh, my God. And that touched my heart because my mother, she's afraid to fly. And there's got to be somebody with her that she can trust.
He's flying down on November 3rd to meet them at their home and bring them to Florida. His parents will stay with his sister for good. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.